Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Hey, good morning. It's going to be a glorious day in Hawaii. Yes, a high surf advisory is in effect for the north-facing shores of Niihau, Kauai, Oahu, Molokai, and Maui. Partly cloudy. Yeah, that means it's going to be mostly sunny. Isolated showers windward and Mauka. High today, about 84. It's going to be toasty because the winds, well, they're still 10 to 15, but they're going to change on us. And local sea breezes are expected. East-southeasterlies starting to come in, certainly by tomorrow. So just expect the weather to be changing just a little bit this weekend. I believe something like possibly rain may be on the way, but we'll see. In Hawaii, you can always play a round of golf because golfers are ducks, right? Makalei has an 8:56. Poipu has a 10:50, 1 p.m., and the Southside Men's Club's going out. We've got Rohawaiian Country Club 9:20 opening, 10:30. Bayview has a 10:10. Makaha East a 9:54, a 12 o'clock. Emerald Course, Wailea, 11:50. And the Blue Course has a 12:50. While at Maui Nui, there is a 12:30. So you'll be able to check that out, get yourself in, and enjoy a round of golf. Got a really great show for you. First off, going to start Rob Peterson, CEO, Smart Target Golf. He's going to be with us. Yes, amazing. Cosmic driving range. Jason Scott Deegan, senior staff writer at Golf Channel and Golf Pass, the 50 top public courses as the people who played the golf courses described them to Golf Pass. And there are two Hawaii courses on the list. Mike Johnson, senior editor, Equipment, Golf World, and Golf Digest. Of course, we're going to go into the hot list today. Mike Johnson's on the show to do that. And Mike Nichols, chief business officer, LPGA qualifying tours. The Epson Tour is here. We're going to talk with Mike right after we thank the people who make this show possible.
Streaming worldwide from sunny Hawaii, it's Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club Radio Show, brought to you by these fine sponsors. MD Restoration, water, flood water, broken pipe cleanup, call 24/7, licensed contractors too. Raynor Garage Doors, steel, aluminum, and wood, ready to hang or custom made, sales and service, that's Raynor Doors. Aloha Power Equipment's new mega store is now open across from Costco Ibile. We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment's Waipahu store and now in Ibile. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
And let's bring him in, Mike Nichols, the Chief Business Officer, LPGA Qualifying Tours. It is now the Epson Tour, a five-year commitment from Epson to feature more prize money, lower entry fees, and an ambassador program. Yes, we're going to find out about the ambassador program. What's Epson? From printing to photography to robots to projection, where there's business, there's Epson. That is Epson America, Epson Europe, Epson Deutschland, and now there is the Epson Tour, the road to LPGA, Epson America Inc., and that is the U.S. affiliate of the Japan-based Seiko Epson Corporation. So we have like worldwide coverage. Mike Nichols, welcome into the clubhouse.
Thank you very much for having me. You know, it's I'm speaking to you from Daytona Beach, Florida, where it's in the low 40s. So some of those tee times were sounding pretty enticing about now.
Fly on over, Mike. You're welcome anytime. So Epson is now the title sponsor of the official qualifying tour of the LPGA. Tell us how this all came about.
Yeah, well, it actually came together quite quickly. We were talking to them, started talking to them probably toward the latter part of last year. And what was interesting is when we started the conversations, as you can imagine, with a lot of companies who we were speaking with, talking about putting their name on the tour, it always immediately goes to, well, what sort of exposure am I going to get? And what are the assets? And how many pro-am teams? And where is my signage? And all of that kind of stuff. And with Epson, when we started the conversation, they said, look, we really want this program to be built from the players back, because we don't want to have our name on a tour that isn't somehow directly impacting the players, where we can't be a part of improving the tour from where it's been. And so we really built the program from the play with the players in mind, and it's just going to be a fantastic fit. We had a great time announcing it this past Wednesday and spending time with the executives, and we're really excited to get this partnership started.
From what I've read, you brought to Ebsen three wishes, and you expected them to choose one of those three wishes. Tell us what your wish list was.
Yeah, so like I said, they were sort of saying, hey, you know, bring to us three big ideas of how we can impact the players on this tour. And with the idea of sort of maybe they would pick one of those. I mean, it was sort of a menu, kind of here's three big ideas that would have a major impact on the players of the tour. And, you know, one of those was to get minimum purses up to $200,000. A couple years ago, you know, our biggest purse was $150,000, and two-thirds of the schedule they were playing for $100,000. So I said, you know, if we could make sure that every tournament was at least $200,000, that would be impactful to the players. You know, if we could figure out a way to lower the entry fees for the players, that would be helpful. And then lastly, you know, when the players graduate to the tour, what a lot of people forget is that when they finish up on the tour, our season typically ends sort of the first week of October, and then the players aren't playing again for another 4 months, which is sort of this week right now, where our 10 graduates are starting their LPGA campaigns here the last week in July. So they go 4 months without a paycheck, essentially. So, you know, and then the calendar flips. They've got to start buying airline tickets, hiring a caddy, all of those expenses, not to mention sort of the general expenses of living. And so, you know, having these players as they graduate not have the first thing they're thinking about as they become LPGA Tour players, the money, you know, it would be great if there was sort of a sponsorship from the tour side. So those were sort of the three big ideas I brought to them, with the idea being that, hey, maybe we still like one of these ideas and we can build their whole partnership around it. And they came back and said, let's find a way to do all three of these, which blew me away. But it shows that they're really putting their money where their mouth is by trying to directly invest in improving the lives of our athletes.
And that's I would have been blown away too if somebody came back and said, you know what, I want to give it to you, all of it. I want you to have all of it. Let's make it great, because why else would you put your name on something unless you wanted it to be great? So you've got to put a lot of, like, kudos to Ebsen and just wanting to make it fantastic, which I think the Ambassadors Program is amazing. So, I mean, the purse going up to $200,000 minimum at each event, the entry fee down to $450,000 from $500,000, maybe going down a little bit more than that. The ambassador program, making sure that the graduates, the Ebsen Tour graduates, are going to be working to get into the LPGA in a serious way, get $10,000 to help them on their way. That is just amazing to me. And of course, some of the people who have made it from the in the road to the LPGA, Hannah Green, Patty Tavatanikit, Sofia Popov, and Nelly Korda, the number one player in the world. So people don't just go out of nowhere into the LPGA. This is going to put a lot more eyes on the road to the LPGA, the Ebsen Tour. Will there be more television?
Yeah, so there will. So as a part of the package, our events are not televised per se, but what Ebsen wants to do is elevate the tour. So in addition to their partnership and taking over the naming rights of the tour, there's also elements of it within LPGA broadcast, where they're going to be looking for signage and things of that nature and features in the broadcast. So this week, for example, was the first of, I believe it is, 8 features of some of our graduates. So this week they interviewed Sophia Schubert, who was famously a U.S. Women's Amateur champion before graduating from the Ebsen Tour this past year. So they had a sit-down with her. And so what Ebsen really wants to do is make sure that through their partnership on the LPGA side, they're calling attention to what's happening on the Epson Tour. And on the ambassador program, when I built out the idea that they would sponsor each of the 10 graduates with a sponsorship to sort of get them started, sort of the seed money of their careers on the LPGA, I said, well, you know, for each of those folks, we can make sure we put the Epson corporate logo on their sleeve. And they said, no, you don't understand what we're saying. We're saying we want the Epson Tour logo on these sleeves. We want these players representing the tour because we want to continue to call people's attention, as you just did with some of our famous alumna who have gone on to win major championships. All four of those players have since won major championships. But we want to call attention to what's happening on the Epson Tour because we're hoping that by virtue of our involvement, other companies will look at what's happening both on the Epson Tour and the LPGA and want to get involved. So again, it was one of those moments where I was like, wow, they really want to, you know, sort of, as everybody's saying nowadays, lean in and find ways to improve the experience of the players. And I was having a conversation with the CEO over lunch this week, Keith Pressford, and he said, you know, I think it's a little bit like everything we're trying to do with improving the planet. So, for example, for Epson's sustainability initiatives and things like that are important. But they said, like, one company is not going to solve the Earth's sort of climate change issues and things like that. We all have to do it. So they said, you know, through this partnership, we can bring in other folks who can elevate what women athletes are doing professionally on the LPGA and Epson tours. You know, hopefully our involvement will bring others to the table.
That's wonderful. And one of the pictures that we have seen so much on the LPGA website, on the Road to the LPGA, on the Epson Tour website, is the photo of the girls holding their Epson Tour. I'm not sure what it was they're holding up to show that they are Epson Tour graduates now and going over to the LPGA. They are the first ambassadors: Fatima Fernandez-Cano, Anna Belak, Rachel Rohana, and I'm not sure if I'm going to pronounce the gal from China.
Rasheen. Her first name is pronounced Rasheen. So Rasheen Liu from China.
Far out. And that was a great photo. You know, it was, it just really struck a chord. March 1st is your first Epson Tour event in Florida, the Natural Charity Classic at the Country Club of Winter Haven. And then the finale, the Epson Tour finale, the championship, that will be at the LPGA International, October 6th through the 9th. That is a long schedule. I'm curious, in addition to the Epson Tour, will there be any LET involvement? They have a feeder tour as well. I know the LPGA, the LET are working together. So will there be more, because this is such an international company, more international feeder tours?
Yeah, so as you mentioned, we started a partnership with the Ladies European Tour. Sort of that came together in 2019. So the LPGA and the Ladies European Tour are 50-50 partners in the operation of that tour. And much like the Epson Tour, the Ladies European Tour has seen tremendous growth from, I believe, it was 19 tournaments back when we started working together to now over 30 tournaments on the schedule this year, and tremendous growth in prize money as well. They also have their version of the Epson Tour called the LET Access Tour. And similarly, the top five players on that tour graduate on to the LET for the following year. So I think what you will see is now we're sort of, as we're exploring this partnership, the unfortunate thing is that our partnership with the LET sort of came together right in the midst of COVID. So, a lot of things sort of were put the brakes on it, not necessarily the enthusiasm, but the sort of inability to travel internationally and all of that kind of stuff. But I think you will see going forward a lot more collaboration between the LPGA and LET as we sort of figure out how we can leverage all of these various opportunities to not only improve the lives of our players, here in the United States who are playing in the United States who, quite frankly, are coming from all over the world. You know, on the Epson Tour, we have players from 40 countries, over 40 countries who compete on the tour. But much more, as we've all seen, golf is becoming more and more of a global game. And we as the LPGA feel like we need to be the leader in improving the lives of these female athletes from all over the world.
That's great. You're already the Olympics of golf. That's what, you know, the women's LET and LPGA and the Epson Tour, all of these women from around the world, we're starting to get to know more and more different countries. And it's so all embracing, all encompassing. And it's very exciting to see. Congratulations. Thank you, Epson. And thank you, Mike Nichols, Chief Business Officer, LPGA Qualifying Tours, the Epson Tour, with this five-year commitment. It's awesome to see the prize money go up, lower entry fees, and this ambassador program to support the young women moving from one level into a higher level so they have more financial assistance. Thank you very much for being on the show.
Thank you, Danielle. Appreciate you inviting me on to talk about the historic partnership and sort of the pathway of how we all collectively can improve the lives of our athletes. So appreciate your time as well.
Absolutely. Mike Nichols, aloha.
Aloha.
We're going to come back. Mike Johnson, 27 years at Golf Digest, and he's a senior equipment editor, Hot List team member. Great stuff happening with the Hot List. You know, I love the part where build your own bag, where you can answer questions and figure out which clubs you should go for. Because, I mean, the options are just incredible. You know, there's the performance-enhancing clubs, and there's the ones that even enhance the performance even more so. You know, for all of us who don't play that well, there's different levels that you can get into and then move up with. And there's another one, the top line. You know, there's 25 terms to help you speak equipment fluently. Do you often feel like, gee whiz, you know, I have no idea what that means, but I'm going to pretend like I do? Well, top line may be one of those words. It's an equipment phrase, a surface on the irons above the face. A thin top line indicates more workability. A thicker one equates to more forgiveness. And a really thick top line means somehow a croquet mallet is in your hands. So while it's serious, they add a little bit of humor in the Hot List. We'll be back with Mike Nichols after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Aloha Power Equipment has moved from Sand Island to Evilay. Their new superstore is open at 500 Alakava, located across from Home Depot's Evilay parking structure. Honda, Maruyama, Shindaiwa, Echo, Milwaukee, Steel, riding mowers, robotic mowers, chainsaws, weed whackers, generators, blowers, they've got it all. Aloha. Waipahu and now Evilay. Power Equipment. We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment. What does your company sell? Do you provide a service, fill a need, sell insurance or real estate for that must-have new car? Become a sponsor of Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club radio show. We reach a pure target audience of business owners. Let us help you. We have affordable rates and it's easy to do. Just email rick@radiogolfclub.com or call Rick at 808-220-1000. Reach the people like you who are too busy running their business. That's Rick at radiogolfclub.com or call 808-220-1000.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Share our home where the Grand Slam lives. Need a gift for that special someone? Tired of giving fruit baskets you know are getting recycled? Give a Poipu Bay golf gift certificate. Whether it's a birthday, business, or anniversary, here's the one gift that is always the right size and the perfect date. Just give us a call and it will be waiting for you to pick up or mail to your office. There may even be time to sneak in a nine. Call us for the perfect gift where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay on the Garden Isle.
Wow, what a beautiful day.
let's go back in the clubhouse and listen to Danielle Tucker.
Mike Johnson, 27 years at Golf Digest. Really? I thought we were just celebrating the 25th year. Welcome into the clubhouse, Mike.
Don't be making me older than I am. And as I look out at 8 inches of snow, I need one of those Poi Poo Bay gift certificates.
Oh, wow. How many inches?
It's a good 8 inches here in, on the East Coast. And I almost feel lucky because some people are getting a foot or more. But nice to be talking golf with
you. Yeah, I was just going to ask what state you're in, because I know the further up north you go, the more intense, you know, 1 to 2 feet of snow. Yikes. Okay. Mike Johnson is senior equipment editor, hot list team member, and of course, this is what we want to talk about. Mike, every year I try to delve into all of the different clubs, and I found it like, oh, darn, I missed this one and I missed that one. I just want people to go to hotlist.golfdigest.com or just, you know, Golf Digest Hot List, Google it. It'll take you straight to there. I love some of the features on the Hot List page. The 2022 Build Your Own Bag, which of the 138 medal-winning clubs on Golf Digest 2022 Hot List are right for you? It's an interactive quiz to find out how, and it's got its sense of humor in it. I like this. Who came up with the questions?
That would be myself and my partner in crime, Mike Stacher.
Somehow I felt your humor, having talked with you for so long. So here, it's called How to Find the Golf Club That's Right for You. And the simple question...
It's a starting point, right? I mean, the question we get more and more is from our readers is, hey, what's the right club for me? And that's a really hard recommendation to make when you've never seen someone swing, when you've never seen someone play, where you don't have an idea what their price threshold is, or, you know, the premium they put on a certain look, sound, or feel. So what we tried to do is come up with a pretty simple group of questions that don't necessarily point you directly to one product, but narrow this search down. Instead of 14 drivers, maybe you can get it down to 3 or 4, and you take it from there.
Yes, perfect. And now you answer these questions, and they're not, you know, they're not difficult. It's not like they're going to ask you some serious golf question. A simple question. I care most about my driver's performance. Do you care most about your driver's performance on your best hits or on your worst hits? Now, tell us what the difference would be.
So if you're a person who doesn't find the center of the face a lot, you know, which is the high majority of us, you're probably going to benefit more from a driver that has a high moment of inertia, or in layman's terms, stability on miss hit. I mean, that's, you know, the misnomer about moment of inertia is everyone says it's about forgiveness. Well, kind of, sort of. What it really is it's about retaining as much ball speed on a hit that's half an inch, three-quarter of an inch off center as it is to the center hit. Now, if you're a highly skilled golfer and you hit the ball in the center of the face quite often, you might be looking at a low-spin version of a driver, something along those lines. So, we're trying to, when you're building a quiz like this, one of the limits of it, but it brings clarity, is the questions have to be pretty much yes on this or yes on this other one. You know, you can't really have a lot of nuance in it. So that's why the questions are pretty binary and hopefully easy to answer.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, the one thing that I've still not understood after 23 years is, you know, this thing about forgiveness. How do they make a club that will make it so that you miss hit, but it still doesn't go, you know, sideways and hit my friend on the driving range?
Yeah, it's all about waiting. And it's quite frankly one of the interesting things about, you know, some of the drivers on our list, and one of the big ones everyone's talking about, obviously, is TaylorMade Stealth. And while the carbon composite face and the red face and some other attributes are really cool and noticeable. What really needs to be understood about that club is they took, by using a carbon composite face, they were able to save weight and move it elsewhere. And that's the key to building in forgiveness. You need discretionary weight that you can move to the perimeter or low or back, and that builds in the stability that makes your off-center strikes a little bit better.
Okay, and now why wouldn't that be great for every golfer?
Well, there are limitations to it. If you're a highly skilled golfer, you know, it may make the club rotate in a different manner, which is why, you know, you would look at a pro and say, why would these guys use muscle-back blades? There's no forgiveness in them. Well, it all has to do with how you're delivering the club to the ball. And for some of those players, a game improvement type iron or even a player's distance iron, which has a hint of game improvement in it, they may not be able to get their hands in the proper position because the weight's in a place where they don't need it.
Wow. Isn't that cool? I mean, it's so, so refined, you know. When I think about the guys who were playing in 1890, you know, what's the difference between those clubs and the ones we're using today?
It can't be described. You know, the clubs back in those days were more art than physics, and the clubs today are more physics than art. And the materials used, the machinery used to produce them, the exacting nature that they can come to. I mean, that's the big one. I did a story years ago about the clubs Ben Hogan used to do when, you know, the Triple Crown in 1953, and the swing weights were all over the place, the lofts were all over the place, the overall weights were all over the place. You get none of that today.
No. So we are going to mention the gold winners. Hot List Gold drivers, the Callaway Rogue ST Max, Max LS, Max D, Triple Diamond LS. That's one club. The Cleveland Launcher XL, XL Light, XL Draw. The Cobra LTX, LTX Max, LTD, XLS. The PXG, now this is where things get 0811, X and XF and XT. We've got the Ping G425 Max, G425 SFT, and G425 LST. The STG 2020, STX 2020, and XTZ 2020. Now, what is this club? It doesn't say Schrixon. It doesn't say TaylorMade Stealth. Who designed that club?
The Mizuno?
Yeah, on the website, it doesn't say Mizuno in front of the numbers. That's where I got it.
Well, that would be a glitch on the website, okay. But you're talking about the Mizuno driver. So thank you. You've just pointed out an error that I can have our web team fix.
Yeah, it was just like, I'm going through this and I'm thinking that looks like the Mizuno logo on the face, on the heel bottom. You know, when I was
What you were talking about there, just kind of reciting through all the drivers,
yes,
it brings out to the point of getting to the right driver for you. For an example, you were talking about the PXG drivers. And for the first time ever, every driver that made the hot list this year comes in more than one model. So, the one driver fitting all people, that's a thing of the past. But look at the PXG, for example. You know, the XT is designed, you know, with an aerodynamically sleeker shape, and that's going to help club head speed. The XF is a large face driver with a kind of a deep front to back frame, and that's going to help you on your miss hits. And then the X is the sloping crown on the X drives the weight low for a lower center of gravity, and that's going to reduce spin. So, you know, it's really about dialing in the differences And I think the big takeaway is almost every driver kind of comes in a standard forgiving model that appeals to most of the masses. A number of them come with a draw bias model, which really helps those who fight a slice. And then a lot of them come in low spin models, which are designed normally, typically, not always, but typically, for higher swing speed players who can launch the ball high but want to bring that spin down for optimum distance.
Now, we need to jump right in and say we're talking to men and women. We're not talking...
Without question.
Right? These aren't men's clubs we're talking about. These are men's and women's clubs, because there are no women's clubs and there are no men's clubs. You fit the club that you want, that you like, that appeals to your eye, that somebody in the fitting room, hopefully you go, tells you this is a great club for you because why, Mike?
Well, you know, you go into to get fit because how you deliver the club to the ball is going to dictate the right clubs for you. But you struck on something very important. You know, when people say, why don't you do a hot list of women's clubs? This is the hot list for women's clubs. Virtually every club on this list can be fit to a woman golfer. And, you know, whether that means they use the exact same shaft as a male, some will. I know a lot of women who use the same kind of specs that I do. But then if you're a slower swinger, you might need a lighter shaft. You might need more loft, because slower swingers, getting the ball up in the air and maximizing carry is the key to distance, as opposed to fast swingers, optimizing spin is the key to distance for them.
So any of these clubs can be made with that loft in question for the whoever it is, woman, man, what their needs are. These can be adjusted to those needs.
Absolutely. You know, you look at some of the driver loft options on some of the clubs, and they'll range anywhere from 7 to 12 degrees, and they can be adjusted a degree to a degree and a half either way. So you're really talking about loft ranges that go anywhere from 6, which is Bryson DeChambeau, to 13.5, which could really benefit someone who swings less than 80 miles an hour with a driver.
Excellent. I did leave out somebody. I'm so embarrassed because TaylorMade, I didn't slide all the way down. The Titleist TS 11, 12, 13, and 14. So what's the difference between the Titleist 11, 12, 13, and 14 and the TS model?
Okay, so it's TSI 1,
sorry.
TSI 2, TSI 3, TSI 4. But, you know, the bulk of the players are going to fit in the TSI 2 or the TSI 3. And again, you know, the TSI 2 is the more forgiving driver. The TSI 3, a little more for the shot maker, someone trying to maneuver their tee shots a little bit. Then you have the outside edges. The TSI 1 is for, you know, maybe a relatively slower swinger, although not necessarily. Nelly Korda uses that head, but with a, you know, a shaft that a professional would use, and has used it to win. The TSI 4, as I like to say, that's for superhuman golfers. That's high swing speed. That's Adam Scott. Mere mortals should probably steer clear.
Oh, yes, in the hot list, there's the best balls, the best drivers, the best fairway woods, hybrids, player irons, player distance irons, game improvement irons, super game improvement irons, wedges, blade putters, mallet putters. Let me ask you this question. Why don't they have game improvement drivers? Is it because you can adjust?
The reason we don't have, you know, and people have asked us, why don't we have drivers for slower swingers? Why don't we have players' drivers? Well, the bottom line is every driver within a family can get to that. You know, as we've just talked about over the last few minutes, certain drivers within a family will help the less skilled players, and some will help the more skilled players, and some will produce a draw, and some will do other things. So within that family, there is the driver, and quite frankly, the standard models are designed to fit a very wide array of players. So, you know, to try to just pigeonhole it into one area, I think, is a little unfair. And a good example would be myself. I don't swing nearly as fast as I did 20 years ago. And a lot of people wouldn't think I should be fit into a low spin driver. But I do spin the ball a lot. So a low spin driver is actually beneficial, although I am not the typical low spin driver player, which is why most of the equipment content on Golf Digest constantly beats the drum that if you're not going to get fit for your clubs, you're really not optimizing your performance.
Exactly. Okay. So I was reading, and I'm just going to read what I found in your hot list. Go to Golf Digest hot list. How many drivers is the right number? Thanks to adjustability, Callaway's Rogue ST lineup includes four different heads that, when multiplied by the different lofts and its adjustable hosels, transforms into 80 different combinations, not counting shafts. For Titleist TSI, the settings allow for 480 distinct head arrangements. For TaylorMade's Stealth lineup, since one model has a sliding weight, the number of potential drivers is technically infinite. So, you know, that pretty much sums it up. Yeah, you don't need to classify something like game improvement. It's different with irons because there's so many adjustable factors within the driver, the way they're made in today's world. They've come a long way since Big Bertha. Now, this is a question, you know, when you're filling out the form to say what you're looking for. One of the questions has to do with putters. We're going to putters now. Sorry, Mike. I am willing to pay more than $250 for a putter. Yes or no? Where do you take us from there?
Yeah, well, it's a reasonable question, right? Everyone has their own cost-benefit analysis. You know, whether it's a golf club, whether it's a TV set, whether it's a car, almost everybody has a limit that they're willing to go to. And I don't want to recommend a putter for you, and you get to the end of it, and I've recommended an Odyssey Toulon putter at $400, and you're like, yeah, but I don't want to spend $400 on a putter.
Right.
So let's get that part of the equation out of the way. Let's figure out what you're willing to spend and what you're not. And we'll take it from there.
That's wonderful. That's perfect. And this is, you know, every year I ask Mike about who does this. You know, who are the testers? And this year you've made a video, like a feature film, shortened. The first in Hot List 19-year history. It's called Surviving the Hot List. I just watched a couple minutes, and it's great.
Well, thank you. I think one of the things, if you want to say there was a disappointment in the years about it, is, you know, we do our work and we feel we're very thorough about it, and it produces itself in this wonderful issue that we call the hot list and the web treatment and everything, the build your own bag. But what our disappointment's always been that the rigor of the process is kind of not known by the public. You know, that it's not just a couple guys sitting in a room throwing darts at a board and coming up with a list. You know, we have an actual process, and we're proud of that process. And this was a way to kind of bring that to life. And, you know, as you said, it's a four-part series, video series. Each part is only about 7 minutes, but it gives a great look as to what our testers do. I would highly encourage everyone to skip episode one because that's mostly about Mike Stachura and myself. And, you know, the real stars of the show are our testers. And I think anyone who looks at some of these episodes and listens to them realizes the earnestness they bring to the task.
Oh, yes. Yes, and I started with the segment where they introduce themselves and why they're doing it. And frankly, it was, you know, it was just very, very cool listening to how involved they were. I also, on the Hot List site, the 25 terms to help you speak equipment fluently. Before we went on the air together, I did mention, you know, one of the top line, the surface on the irons above the face, a thin top line indicates more workability, a thicker one equates to more forgiveness, and a really thick top line means somehow a croquet mallet is in your hands. And that's what I meant about the humor. You know, I heard you, I'm not sure which one of you, Mike's, came up with that one, but somehow I heard your voice.
Well, that is our third judge. Joel Beal came up with that one, and Joel's a great writer and a great team member. And you know, going through golf terms can be a little dry, so we figured let's give people the information they need to know, but let's have some fun with it.
Yeah, exactly. And finally, I need to ask you a question about. Where did these long putters come from? I mean, I thought, you know, anchoring was not allowed. And it seems like everybody's using a long putter and holding it up right against their arm. Isn't that anchoring?
Well, the USGA did allow the arm lock style to continue, you know, made popular by Matt Kuchar. But obviously there are a lot of other professional players who are using it. And you know, it's a little bit different. You know, personally, if it were me, I think it's a little fugazi that it's still allowed and anchoring is not. But, you know, if the rules allow it, the rules allow it. And actually, one of the putter companies on our list, Evenroll, has come up with a very interesting and useful help for those who want to try arm lock, which is, you know, getting that putter up against your arm can be pretty uncomfortable and often requires a higher loft. 5 to 7 degrees as opposed to the normal 3 or 4 on a putter. They have designed a grip that basically molds to your forearm, making getting into arm lock almost foolproof. Pretty cool idea, and we were really fascinated by it when they presented that idea to us.
Well, that's you know, the rules are the rules, and yes, there it's allowed. It just doesn't look right.
It looks a little out of place when you can't anchor it.
Mike Johnson, Senior Equipment Editor, Hot List team member. Once again, you guys have just gone and outdone yourselves. Every year, you find a way to add something that just makes it more approachable. The whole thing about clubs, more understandable, and I thank you very much for being on the show, and thank you for the hard work you guys put into it.
Well, thanks for the kind words, Danielle, and it's always a pleasure.
Aloha. We'll talk again. And now we're going to go to Colin Gooch, PGA, a PGA who is the director of Boost Marketing, Gallus Golf. After this, my name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Got a disaster in your business, high-rise, or home? Call MD Restoration, 24/7 emergency and disaster restoration service. We are totally COVID compliant. Floods, dirty water cleanup, fire damage repair, mold remediation, smoke damage, asbestos abatement, carpet and upholstery cleaning. Call 528-3434. We're also a licensed general contractor, insurance company experts. Need help now? MD Restoration takes the stress out of your disaster. Get MD cleaned now. Call 528-3434.
Does your golf swing have a hitch in it? Want to learn the finer points to play better? Get the fun back in your game with coaching by Master PGA teaching professional Claude Brousseau, Director of Instruction at Wailea Golf Academy, a Golf Channel Academy. Claude, a two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, will simplify your game. Scratch golfer or just beginner, you will improve immediately and get fast results. Call Claude at 808-856-9458 or email cbrousseau@waileagolf.com. That's Claude Brousseau at 808-856-9458. And have fun counting your birdies.
Aloha Power Equipment has moved from Sand Island to Eby Lake. Their new superstore is open at 500 Alakava, located across from Home Depot's Idile parking structure. Honda, Maruyama, Shindaiwa, Echo, Milwaukee, Steel, riding mowers, robotic mowers, chainsaws, weed whackers, generators, blowers, they've got it all. Waipahu and now Evile. We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
Ah, here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now back to Danielle Tucker.
Colin Gooch is a PGA, a Professional Golfers of America Association member, which means he's really good at this game. He's director of Boost Marketing, and I'm going to ask Colin, would you pronounce, I'm not sure, is it Gallus or Galus?
It's Gallus.
Gallus, yes. Good.
Gallus Golf. Uh-huh.
Gallus Golf, where did the name come from?
It's actually our CEO. It means daring. It's a Scottish word, also for rooster, but also it means like daring. So when we created this, our CEO created this company 10 years ago, wanted to be daring, and that's what we're doing right now. It's great.
It's being daring. Wow, that is cool. So in 2011, Gallus Golf. Now that you said it's kind of Scottish, I understand how to pronounce it. You got into the business, and it's about technology and connecting people. Tell us what do you do?
Yeah, we are golf's number one branded mobile app solution for clubs to connect with their customers. So we work right now with 900 golf facilities, the majority across the U.S. and Canada. However, you have some international properties as well. And basically what we do is we have a lot of technology. We help out the operators of the golf facilities and work with all types of properties, from municipal all the way up to private clubs. And we also make it easy and convenient for the golfer, which I think is always a good thing in these day and age.
Yeah, easy and convenient. Now, when you say connected, how do you connect with your golf course?
Well, by downloading the app, we like to make this a central hub. So we have GPS technology, we have push notification, club news. We have in-app messaging. Golfers are able to make a tee time right from the convenience of the app. And there's all types of other things, posting your score directly to your handicap from the device, social media sharing, whether it be tagging the club itself or tagging their buddies while they're out on the golf course. So we have a lot of different ways to connect that golfer with the property and drive loyalty.
That's nice. That's very nice. You have some golf courses in Hawaii. I have a list here. Pearl Country Club, Kaʻanapali Golf Courses, Royal Kunia Country Club, Hokuala Golf Club, Kona Country Club, the Dunes at Maui Lani, Pukalani Golf Club, Waikoloa Village Golf Club, Hawaii Prince Golf Club, Mauna Kea Golf Course, and Hapuna. Wow. You've made inroads in Hawaii.
Absolutely. Yeah, we're growing. We get calls, we do virtual demonstrations, with facilities in Hawaii all the time, and we're looking to sign up some, we got some potentials out there. We look forward to growing that that market even more in 2022, for sure.
The loyalty program aspect, what is that?
Basically, we have a couple of things. We can fully customize it to any property because any properties are different. So what we can do is work with the golf course and see what they want to drive. We can do like a punch-based program or a points-based program. So let's just say randomly if they want to create a program to get golfers to keep playing the golf course over and over again, they play 9 rounds of golf, they get their 10th round free, so to speak. So we can create those punches in there for them. It's completely contactless as well. So the golfer can obviously keep track within the app how many rounds they need to get before they get that free round. And also there's full tracking from the golf course on their end through our management dashboard. But we have some facilities, they maybe want to drive loyalty to their food and beverage outlet, or maybe that instructor wants to, provide some loyalty. You get so many lessons, maybe you get one free. So it's not just about driving rounds of golf. We have some properties that do multiple layers of loyalty for sure. And the great thing about that is it's only available in that golf facility's app, which I think is a great way to keep people engaged with your property.
Wow, that is good. It assumes that someone is going to have the time to do it at the golf course. Do you find that a difficult component, knowing that some courses are running at a pretty thin margin for, you know, employees?
Well, the great thing about having a lot of the items in the app is, you know, we actually kind of act like we're an additional staff member.
Oh.
Because of staffing issues, as golfers get continually, the golf courses get continually busy. They're calling the golf course all the time to make tee times, and golf facilities may be short staffed. With the convenience of the app, they can just go on and log in and make their tee time right there and they're on their mobile device. So we like to act like it's that extension. So with all right education to the golfer by the club itself, and we help a number of ways, obviously with our experience for each property to kind of educate them and help. We actually help market the app to their clientele as well in an effort to drive as many downloads as possible.
Oh, cool. So you're like an assistant. You become an extension of the club. So you're working for Pearl Country Club or working for
Absolutely.
The Kona Country Club, and you're helping them stay in touch with their market share. So the golfers that go to that course they'll be not ignored. You know, that's the worst thing if you're doing social media, you know, and anything social is you've said something and nobody replies.
Yeah, we can do push notifications as well to go, you know, an effort versus slow day. We can log in. The golfer can just, or the golf operator can just log in real quick. Hey, send out a message to everyone who has the app about a special that's going on today in an effort to fill in rounds. We've got some really good success stories about properties using that technology to get that information out to their loyal golfers as quickly as possible and to drive revenue and rounds.
Well, can you tell us one?
Yeah, we actually had a golf course up in Canada. Obviously, I know that they're having some issues now, but when they were open during COVID, they had this golf course, I believe, was in Ontario. They had a golf event that kind of canceled because of inclement. They assumed there was going to be some inclement weather coming in. So the event ended up canceling and moving to a day later in the year. So this golf operator noticed, you know, they looked at the forecast and that it actually ended up not being as rainy as they thought it was going to be. They sent out a push notification to their app subscribers mentioning how they were open for play. Come on out. The weather's going to be great. Here's a link to our tee sheet, which is in that push notification. And they ended up doing 120 rounds on the day they thought they were going to go do none.
Wow.
So, you know, just a great way to get that information out as quickly as possible and kind of last minute, too. But there are other success stories like that that the app has definitely helped them.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. Colin, how do they get in touch with you?
The easiest way, they can just go to gallusgolf.com. We're on the web there. They can read about all the things that we do. Like I mentioned, we work with every type of golf property. They can actually log in there and put their information in and set up a virtual demonstration with one of our team members. And we'll walk kind of how everything works and how we can do what we can do to help the operation take good care of them. So.
Magnificent. Colin Gooch, PGA. He's a PGA. Director of Boost Marketing, Gallus Golf. Thanks for being on the show.
Thanks so much for having me. Aloha.
Aloha. Coming back, we're going to talk about the top 50 public courses with Jason Scott Deegan, Senior Staff Writer, Golf Channel and Golf Pass. After this.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Whatever your trade, you need more customers. Filling your restaurants, buying your cars, renovating high-rises, using your realty company, buying insurance from you, putting air conditioning in their offices. You need customers. Get them by advertising on Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club. We have great quality listeners like yourself with ad packages that start at just a few $100s. Call Rick at 808-220-1000 or email him, rick@radiogolfclub.com. That's rick@radiogolfclub.com. Our listeners are consumers too. Aloha Power Equipment has moved from Sand Island to Iwilei. Their new superstore is open at 500 Alakava, located across from Home Depot's Evile parking structure. Honda, Maruyama, Shindaiwa, Echo, Milwaukee, Steel, riding mowers, robotic mowers, chainsaws, weed whackers, generators, blowers, they've got it all.
Aloha.
Waipahu and now Evile.
Power equipment.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Share our home where the Grand Slam lives. Need a gift for that special someone? Tired of giving fruit baskets you know are getting recycled? Give a Poipu Bay golf gift certificate. Whether it's a birthday, business, or anniversary, here's the one gift that is always the right size and the perfect date. Just give us a call and it will be waiting for you to pick up or mail to your office. There may even be time to sneak in a nine. Call us for the perfect gift, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay on the Garden Isle. The golf club tip number 47. When mad about your slice, don't hit the tree with your driver. Break it over your knee. Now back to the golf club with Danielle Tucker.
No, no, no. We honestly don't suggest that you do that. You know, sometimes he just goes right over the edge. Jason Scott Deegan, senior staff writer, Golf Channel and Golf Pass. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Yes, thank you very much for having me.
Absolutely, Jason. So, rounds of golf have done very well. Thank you very much. Golf is in great shape, topping 500 million in 2020. And then in 2021, even after all the other sporting, like soccer, came back on, still, what do you think the number is going to be for 2021?
Well, you know, we echoed that. We had a record year of reviews on Golf Pass, and that's mimicked, you know, coincides with everybody playing more golf. So 2022, this year, man, it's going to be interesting to watch, because can golf keep the momentum going? Everybody sure hopes so.
Yeah. Have the numbers for last year come out, last year just being a couple days ago?
You know, we're still tabulating. You know, we keep track here at Golf Channel through our tee time supplier, Golf Now, and there are other data collecting, you know, programs that do that. I haven't seen official final numbers. I think they'll come in the next couple weeks.
Yeah. So you have Golfer's Choice via Golf Pass 2022. Now, how did this Golfer's Choice ranking, how did you make it?
Yeah, so as I mentioned, you know, we have those record-setting reviews last year, 320,000, I'm fumbling over myself, and that was a record for us. So what we do is we take all the data of what golfers say about all the courses they played, nearly 3,500 in the U.S., and then we break down who did the best, who scored well, who really impressed people reviewing their courses.
Wow. Okay. You also, I think this is interesting, some reviewers are more demanding, you put it very nicely, than others, and you take that into account?
Absolutely. So we, you know, break the down the data as best we can in terms of, let's say you're a reviewer who's only reviewed one course all year. Your data means less to us than the reviewer that put in 100 or 50. You know, that person's more invested. That person is taking the time and a little bit more of an expert. So their reviews weigh more heavily in our system. So we're breaking it down even into that sort of detail.
Excellent. So, yeah, the top 50 public courses, you determine that by value, conditions, layout, pace of play, staff friendliness, and off-course amenities, like, you know, the 19th hole. Is that what we're talking about?
Absolutely. And, you know, courses with nice driving ranges, courses with great snack shacks, you know, all those sort of things add up to a really good golf experience, right? So
yes,
that's what our golfers are kind of looking at and rating when they're having their rounds of golf.
Yeah, I love the pace of play is there. You know, how would you judge a golf course on pace of play?
You know, some courses pay more attention to that than others. So, you know, if your course gets a reputation as a slow golf course on the weekend, you know, people will avoid you. So I think it's really important for courses to pay attention to how they're getting reviewed in terms of pace of play. You know, are golfers generally happy when they come off the course? Are they generally feel like they were on 15, 20 minutes too long? So, you know, that stuff is talked about through word of mouth all the time. So our collecting of the data just kind of backs that up.
Right on. Yes, indeed. Okay, so we have two. Hawaii has two. And I'm thrilled that we have two because, you know, we're out here in the middle of the ocean. And there was a long time when people couldn't travel out here in the middle of the ocean. People didn't want to. They wanted to stay closer to home. So I was just excited to see. And Poipu Bay Resort Golf Course ranked 41st in this, but the first in Hawaii on this list, the top 50. And they, one of the reviewers said, I've been coming to Kauai for 7 years. I've played the course about 10 times. It's absolutely amazing. I mean, isn't that, that's a wonderful accolade. And then Princeville Makai Golf Club ranked 43rd. Princeville, Kauai, of course. What they're saying, excellent golf course, so friendly, so much fun. The course was in excellent condition. The staff, friendly and helpful. All of those things make all the difference in the world. Did you find, I see on the list there was a lot of Arizona. There was a lot of Florida. There was some Wisconsin, too. But did you find that, you know, destinations that are easier for large groups of people to get to were more represented?
I think it's an interesting mix. You know, we have golf courses that cost $50 on here, and we have golf courses that cost $550 on here. The Wynn Golf Club
yes.
in Las Vegas
yes.
came in at 11th.
Yes.
So I really like the mix we have, both in terms of geography and in terms of price point. These are the courses that are impressing customers. You know, these aren't reviewers that are being comped. These aren't, you know, golfers that are just chasing down bucket list courses. These are everyday golfers. So the sampling kind of reflects that.
You did. Absolutely. And for us, Las Vegas, for instance, is the ninth island. Some people in Hawaii go there 2-3 times a year. And as you mentioned, the Wynn Golf Club is tops. Of course, I expect it to be at $550 a round. Doesn't anybody get a break? Like the people who stay at a hotel, can they pay you less? Or is it, tell us.
The Wynn is one of the most exclusive tee times in America. So there's no discounting the Wynn unless you go in the summer. I believe they dropped their tee times down to, you know, below $400, which, you know, isn't a discount for some of us. But, you know, there is ways to play it cheaper off season. But if you want to play the Wynn, you got to pony up and just count it as a bucket list event in your life.
And if you haven't played Las Vegas Paiute Golf Resort, Sun Mountain was ranked 19th on the list. And their Wolf course was ranked 25th. How often did that happen on this list, that two golf courses from a resort came in on the 50?
I would say it's pretty rare, absolutely. You know, Paiute's, again, another one of those facilities where it can cost anywhere from $100 to $200, depending on time of day and when you play. So there's some price inflection. But whatever you're paying, golfers tend to be happy with the experience. I think this list is all about a combo of value and expectation. If golf courses are giving you a good value and they're meeting their expectation for what you pay, they're going to get good reviews.
That's great. All right, let's go with the top three. The Highlands at Dove Mountain in Marana, Arizona came in third. What's that course like?
Yeah, you know, beautiful desert setting, cacti wherever you look, you know, just a really fun golf course that has a Ritz-Carlton nearby. So again, it's a nice high-end experience where if you want to get away from, you know, the winter weather in the East Coast that's happening right now, you head to this place and you enjoy the golf and enjoy the sun.
I love the sky, the Arizona sky. When you're playing, there's something really, I don't know, it's wide open. That sounds crazy, but I think you might know what I mean. Copper Canyon Golf Club in Buckeye, Arizona came in second, and Lakewood National Golf Club, the Commander Course in Lakewood Ranch, Florida, topped the list of Golfers Choice Golf Pass 2022. Have you been there?
I have not played Lakewood National yet, but one of our staff writers has. Tim Gavrich lives in Florida. And again, it's just another golf course that people love to play. It was designed to be player-friendly. You can shoot a score. So, you know, every once in a while, those kind of things influence a rating, right? If you're a golfer that shoots 95, you go to Lakewood National, you shoot 85,
Yeah. You're
probably going to give it a glowing review. So, but they do a good job with conditioning. The layout is really fun. So all that stuff adds up to just a stellar year for them in reviews.
Well, this is awesome. Jason Deegan, Senior Staff Writer, Golf Channel and Golf Pass. Thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you. I hope to see you in the island sometime soon. That's the place to be this time of year.
Yeah, are you coming out?
No plans, but you fly in the private jet for me. I'll jump on.
Yeah. I have a private jet. I might fly out. Aloha. Thanks for being on the show, Jason.
All right. Take care, Danielle. Bye.
KPUA Hilo. No, not KORLYNI, Honolulu. That's who we are. I'm Danielle Tucker. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. Now I'm having that.
The golf club tip number 72. Don't throw your club over the fence. It slows down play. We'll be right back with Danielle Tucker in a few moments. Got a disaster in your business, high-rise, or home? Call MD Restoration, 24/7 emergency and disaster restoration service. We are totally COVID compliant. Floods, dirty water cleanup, fire damage repair, mold remediation, smoke damage, asbestos abatement, carpet and upholstery cleaning. Call 528-3434. We're also a licensed general contractor, insurance company experts. Need help now? MD Restoration takes the stress out of your disaster. Get MD cleaned now. Call 528-3434.
What does your company sell? Do you provide a service, fill a need, sell insurance or real estate, or that must-have new car? Become a sponsor of Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club Radio Show. We reach a pure target audience of business owners. Let us help you. We have affordable rates and it's easy to do. Just email rick@radiogolfclub.com. Or call Rick at 808-220-1000. Reach the people like you who are too busy running their business. That's Rick at radiogolfclub.com or call 808-220-1000.
Does your golf swing have a hitch in it? Want to learn the finer points to play better? Get the fun back in your game with coaching by Master PGA Teaching Professional Claude Brousseau, Director of Instruction at Wailea Golf Academy, a Golf Channel Academy. Claude, a two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, will simplify your game. Scratch golfer or just beginner, you will improve immediately and get fast results. Call Claude at 808-856-9458 or email cbrousseau@waileagolf.com. That's Claude Brousseau at 808-856-9458. And have fun counting your birdies.
Broadcasting from the H Hawaii Media Center, this is Hawaii's official oldie station, KORL, Waianae Honolulu. Oldies 101.1.
Listen online at HawaiiStream.fm.
Yeah, a mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
Rob Peterson is founder and CEO of Smart Target Golf and the Cosmic Driving Range. Now, when I saw Cosmic Driving Range, I thought, I want to talk to the person who came up with a Cosmic Driving Range. And they kind of look like flying saucers. Let's get Rob Peterson in the clubhouse. Hi, Rob.
How are you, Danielle?
I'm really good. I was looking at, you know, they kind of do, don't they? The targets that you've created, the little flying saucers.
Depends on what time of day, that's for sure.
Yes. I was going to say in the daytime, they're just sitting there, just so cute. Wow. I am really impressed. Your targets are called smart targets. Why are they smart targets?
Well, we all know, 5-8 years ago when Topgolf came to town, it really was clear that they created like a tee box to target experience. They created the giant bowling alley. And I saw this, and I was a golf ball designer at the time, and I said, you know, someone's got to automate the field. They have Top Tracer, InRange, TrackMan, all these ways to automate the tee line and make it gamify your range. But they had no way to, one, bring people into the night, and which is where 99% of us are because we all work, and no one had the tenacity to go after the field because you had to, you know, build gigantic targets. Now, the targets you're talking about are 30 to 50 feet in diameter. And we make two kinds of targets. We make interactive targets that for mobile and also permanent facilities that go with like Top Tracer scoring. And the key thing about the targets are that they're interactive. They, when you hit them, they actually respond with light and sound. And so now when you come to a Top Tracer range with our targets, now you have a complete bowling alley. Now you're hitting to a real live target. And when you walk onto that facility, it's just like when you walked onto the Topgolf for the first time. It's a cathedral. It's this beautiful set of targets. And if you're not hitting, you're Instagramming your friends. And we found that it's been the thing that's kept a lot of golf courses alive. We have one facility that literally was going to go out, and they built this facility with us. And as a result, their 10 bays of basically evening golf entertainment has outpaced their 18-hole golf course.
Wow.
In revenue.
That is okay. So when you talk about the bowling alley, so in other words, the pins are falling, you know, as the ball goes.
Yeah.
And when my ball hits the target, what happens?
You hear a sound on the tee line, just like a crash of bowling pins. A lot of times we use Bill Murray, like, it's in the hole, and things like that. And then the target responds. And so now you have real feedback. It's not like, did I hit that thing? And it's not just a nice piece of topiary out in the field. It's actually an interactive target because you can't go out there. And so it has to be interactive. And so it took us about 4 years to develop this. And we now have six facilities online that are all of them have Top Tracer scoring. And it is amazing because what's amazing about what we're doing is we're now with this, you know, Top Tracer's camera-based scoring system and our smart targets, we're now able to retrofit small facilities, 10 to 20 bay facilities, so that they can actually have what we call the Topgolf effect, and which is to have golf entertainment in the evening and be able to go after really the majority of people who are only really available at night.
Yeah.
And so it's been quite a game changer for a lot of facilities.
I bet. Game changer. You've got glass break, lights out, long song, cosmic putting, cosmic chipping, and then you add a little food and drink, and you know, the driving range is buzzing.
Oh yeah, that's what we're this year. Our mobile tour, we make both permanent targets that would go into a dedicated driving range, either on a golf course or a range. We also make mobile targets that are ripstop nylon. They have a structure inside. They have a little blower. Poof, they go up. And we're launching a thing called the Golf Games this year. And the Golf Games are basically our version of drive, chip, and putt, but done at night.
Yeah, this is great.
I think it's going to be an amazing Grow the Game initiative, because the young crowds, we're going to be doing one of these up in San Luis Obispo, California, at a place called Dairy Creek this next weekend. And it's being sponsored actually by the golf team. And I think it's going to be a cool fundraiser. And really, it's using our targets to their strengths. And what we've done is, not only do our big 30-foot targets have sensors in them, so we can do like what we call lights out, which is hit six targets in a row up the field from 25 to 225. We put sensors in our putting and chipping lights. So now we've created what we call a chipping range, where we take a green and you can now chip across the green to basically sensor lights that have round circles that are anywhere from 1 foot to 5 feet in diameter, that when you hit them, the light goes off, that they're vibration sensitive. And so now we can create a really cool drive, chip, and putt, where people get a scorecard and they go from bay to bay playing all kinds of cocktail competitions. And so we found this is a really cool thing for private clubs, member guests, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, this is great. Yeah. The power tower.
Power tower. It's a gigantic 24-foot tower that we put in the backfield, and it foreshortens the range. It makes you think it's like it. You look at it, and it's so gigantor that you think it's like maybe 150, and you have no idea that's a poke out there, because the bigger the golfers are not used to vertical context, but when you make targets big enough, all of a sudden it foreshortens the range, and people actually feel like they're inside a giant pinball machine. And it's a beautiful thing.
I'm worried about the flapper.
Yeah.
Inside the pinball machine. Yes. Okay, I just went right in there. This would be great for, I don't know, bonding experiences for offices, birthday parties. It's for everybody.
Oh, what's really been happening, Top Tracer and InRange are incredible scoring systems. One's radar, one's camera. But the thing is that they have a hard time getting off the blocks with the community, because no one Instagrams a kiosk. No one comes out with their date and sits down and photographs a video screen going, hey, look at the distance I went. But if you've got targets on the field, people instantly shoot those. And we literally compose the field, and we build these facilities. We compose the field for that camera, so that when somebody pulls out their iPhone, the lighting, the structure of the whole, you know, the composition of the field makes it so you can shoot a beautiful shot and send it to your friends. Because that's the only marketing there that exists today. The only place to be safe, I think, in business is be as excellent as you can and make a product that people can actually photograph and send to their friends and let them do the marketing. That's been the lifeblood of the facilities that we built.
Oh, yes. You know, and I know a facility in Hawaii, on Oahu, this would be perfect for Bayview. Bayview has a double-decker driving range. It's huge. It needs targets. For a while, there was an upside-down, something or other. It was broken. It was like a beach chair, and somebody made it so that you could hit at it. It would revolutionize.
Oh, yeah.
It would just make this... Yes.
We were in Michigan. This was before we made targets. This was the epiphany moment. I'm a pretty good stick, you know, and I went out, and we were in Michigan going up to the Upper Peninsula to do an event, and for night golf, actually. And I stopped at a range to hit some balls, and there's a janky Volkswagen out there, about 150, right? And so I pull out my 7, and I start dinging the Volkswagen. There's nobody in this range who's good enough to hit a Volkswagen at 150. I'm dinging it a couple times in a row, and then I realized no one's hitting. And I looked around, looked behind me, and on this berm were like 6 people just sitting watching me. And I realized targets are everything. Everybody wants targets. And so what's really funny is we own the patent for interactivity on driving range. We also just got the patent extension for laser interaction. So our targets can now respond with laser. So when you hit a target, it's this laser animation blows up. But we also have the patent for moving targets. And the idea of that was the original thought. I said, my gosh, we have got to automate and turn the picker into a target, a glowing target.
Wait a minute.
Because that's what everybody hits for, and everybody wants movement at night. I mean, you have to realize that during the day, you have golfers, and at night you have date night. And when you can get date night, what the data has shown, that 30% of those people, 70% of them are non-golfers, but 30%, because of that experience, are going to want to play golf again. And the beautiful thing about golf courses and being able to bring this TopTracer smart target microsite combination together is you can now take that incredible Grow the Game initiative and put it right in the middle of your golf course. Because that was what the big fear people had of Topgolf was that Topgolf was going to come in and just take all the food. They were going to be the alpha predator, and all these other driving ranges and golf courses that were going to lead to death. And guess what? The complete opposite. Everybody went up by 20% because of all these people being given basically a primer on how fun golf can be, because when you make a field with targets, it's easier to hit than pin flags. And so people get lots more positive reinforcement. And so they found that everybody, every range, bumped up 20% because people said, wow, golf is not what I thought it was. Let's do this again, but let's not spend $200. And so it's Topgolf really helped kind of drive this whole thing and show that when you can have your own microsite in the middle of a driving range, now you have an incredible Grow the Game initiative where you can be offering daytime rounds, league play, teaching all kinds of stuff to people who are actually, you know, capable of taking up those offers. You know, it's tough when you develop, you know, junior golf, and those kids aren't going to come back to that golf course for 15 years. You know, that's a long-term a way of growing the game. But this, with what Topgolf has done, when you take a micro Topgolf and put it in the middle of your golf course, you know, it's over.
Yeah. No, it's wonderful.
You've just hit the math, and we see it across the country how it's just changed facilities. We are pretty much the democratization of what the original Topgolf was.
It's wonderful. Yeah, and it's affordable. Yeah. It's affordable,
right,
for the golfer. Yes, but you know what? When you said moving targets, I saw rabbits going across the driving range.
Yeah.
What do you mean by moving?
We've had Puma sneakers going across the driving range. We've had all kinds of things moving across that driving range.
Well, I thought of a shooting gallery in a fair, you know, like one of those country fairs where they have a little, you know, hit sure. The rabbit that goes by. Is it kind of, is that what you're talking about?
Oh, I mean, we're talking about a car that's got an enclosure around it that can drive around the range.
Okay.
And we, I mean, one of the things we found, we did a series of very, very high-end mobile events for a private club in Fort Worth, Texas. And if you all know about Texas,
yeah.
We did a thing called Hit the Drone. And we just bought a $100 drone, and we've raised it up at about 100 yards. And I swear to God, it was like, these guys are like, this is the closest thing to shooting thing. You know, like, they went nuts. And we discovered a term called unintended ammo consumption, that people just drain buckets of balls trying to hit the drone. And it's like, the more, like, our view is this, is that really the T-line scoring systems of, like, TopTracer and InRange mm-hmm. really broke the bat. Like, now driving ranges are a monetizable aspect of a drive of a golf course. Well, during the day and at night, by augmenting the field. But our view is that with moving targets, with mobile, with so many things that we're bringing to the table, the future is the field. I mean, there is a robust revenue stream in the middle of every golf course, and we're seeing the proof of it.
Yeah, so it's wonderful. I got about 3 minutes left in our conversation. If we could go on and on. You're going to have to be back on the show again so we can talk about how the mad scientist came up with all this idea. How did you develop all these lights, camera, action? Everybody knows that golfers want to hit things on a driving range. All you have to do is watch the guy who's trying to get the balls picked up. Right? Everybody wants to hit his cage. It's madness, but it's, let's go get that guy. So
you want to, it's a real world interaction. And when you can combine that with a kiosk game, now you've got somebody. We call it in the industry traction. And when a date can score and get a positive reinforcement within two shots of hitting, they stay. And that's been the biggest, we call it the girlfriend score. And it's a combination of our targets and the automated video scoring zone that's basically placed on the ground. We design our field so that literally anything within 100 yards of the tee line, there's an automatic score associated with it. They can't not score. And what we found was that happens, and all of a sudden the person who was made to come, come on, honey, let's go do this, they now surrender. You mentioned film. I used to be in the movie industry, and suspension of disbelief is a huge thing at the beginning of a movie. Yeah. And that's what we do. It's like when you walk into Cirque du Soleil for the first time, and you just think, you can't beat Marvin Bailey Circus, and guess what? They detonate it. And all of a sudden, you just go, wow. And you're immersed in the experience. That's what we do. And when you do that, and your golf course, we have one golf course that did 600,000 in profit from just 10 bays of Top Tracer and Target, but lost 400 on the golf course.
Wow.
That's their condition. And, it's what a lot of golf courses are up against. It's not because golf, no other fault of golf.
I have to thank the people who make the show possible. So I have to cut you off, Rob.
Okay. Yes.
Rob is founder and CEO, Smart Target Golf. Just put that in Google. You'll be back on again. You're so much fun. Thank you.
Thank you
to our sponsors. Put this on your calendar. The Aloha Power Equipment's Mega Store Grand Opening is coming soon. We're waiting for stock. It's that, supply thing. Okay, Aloha Power Equipment's new megastore is right across from Home Depot's Evilay parking structure on Alakava. Yes, they're right there. You'll find everything you need at Aloha Power Equipment. Robotic mowers, did you know they have them? Chainsaws, weed whackers, riding mowers, your basic riding mower. Yes, and a whole lot more. Aloha Power Equipment in Waipahu is still open. And now their mega store on Alakava across from Home Depot's parking structure. It's awesome. MD Restoration, flood or fire disasters, you need help from MD Restoration. Anytime, day or night, disaster strikes, you need help. Your home, your office, you need help. Call MD Restoration. And they're licensed contractors. So they'll do more than clean up. They'll help you repair. Their number is 528-3434. That's 528-3434. And if you're stumped, you don't know what to get that person, that great friend who just seems to go out and buy whatever they want, give them a Poipu Bay gift certificate, home of the Grand Slam of Golf for years. Hawaii Watch, Tiger Woods, play Poipu Bay, Kauai's South Shore gem. Thank you for your mana. May you hit the sweet spot every time, and you can always hear us again, radiogolfclub.com/listen. You'll find the podcast. That's also where the live stream is. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2022.